Russ, the impact that your music, your voice has had on Christian music, on Christian gospel music, it's hardly touched by any other artist. When you were a kid growing up in a small little town, did you ever think your life would end up like this?
Of course not. Of course not. I grew up, daddy was a pastor of a tiny little Pentecostal church, maybe about 20 people. But music was just such a part of our lives. My mother and her sisters were just some of the greatest singers I grew up listening to. But no, music was always the thing that took me away from pain, the thing that made my life bearable through those early years of addiction and trauma in our home. But I had no idea I would ever be. It was always a dream, but it was an unspoken dream. When I was like 9 and 10, my oldest brother, he was 10 years older than me, but he would come into my room and at nighttime I'd be laying down and he'd talk to me. He'd say, "Russ, close your eyes." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Now picture yourself in front of the biggest crowd you can think of." Of course, 20 people. I sat there. He said, "Now ask Jesus to make you the best singer you can possibly be. Now picture yourself in front of hundreds of people." And he did that night after night after night. And as I look back, the seeds that planted in me for a little 10-year-old boy, but I just remember that later on in my life when, you know, I was 22 years old and the Imperials hired me, that, and I just began to remember that my brother would do that.